Blog Talk Radio.
Forget about tomorrow. Time for us to start winning is now. 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 Now.
Hey, they don't like us, we don't like them. Nothing wrong with that, right?
At the end of the day, it's the same three things you've had to do in 35 that you got to do now in 2018.
I do not see no holes on this wall.
You got to run the ball.
Barkley off the left side. Here he goes. Look at the speed. Oh, my goodness. Breaks the tackle. Going to take it to the house. 92 yards. Toying with the defender. Saquon Barkley.
You got to stop the run.
Tyreek Hill lines up in the backfield.
The ball pops free, and it's recovered by Harrison.
A snack for Damon Harrison early.
And you got to pressure the passer.
Wentz hangs in, holds it down. Down he goes. And an early sack by Olivier Vernon.
Two kinds of players in this league, folks. There are guys that play professional football, and there are professional football players. And the professional football players are the guys we want. I don't want guys that want to win. I want guys that hate to lose.
Odell Beckham Jr. down the sideline for the touchdown.
Giants fans, you are now listening to the hottest show on the planet, The Shakedown. Here to give you everything you need to know on your New York football Giants are Black Friday.
Welcome to the New York football Giants, Saquon Barkley, a.k.a. the Golden Child.
Ease of choking.
Do you know who Alec Ogletree is? Like, I'm asking you for real.
Really?
That is me. But do you know who he is?
J-Rock.
You're saying we're going 16-0, huh? 16-0,
bro.
How dare you say anything worse?
How dare you?
Out your mind. You know
we
just drafted
the
Messiah.
Holy, and the one and only, Shake Montana.
Now, if that man was a prospect like a Peyton Manning or a Joe Montana, like I've been saying the whole fucking time, you don't pass up on this talent.
Now here is your host, Shakes Montana.
Yeah. Happy Easter Friday, everybody. What's going on, Giants Nations? Callers and listeners all over the world. Just in case you need to know, the number to call in is 914-205-5796. Once again, that number is 914-205-5796. Today, we got an exciting show for you guys. A lot going on. We're going to get into the NBA. We're going to get into the NFL. There was some sightings today, finally at practice, that we're going to get a chance to talk about. I got my boys with me. Brought them right on in. Shakes Montana Manai. What's going on with you, baby? LRP, we have no problems in Houston. What's happening? Talk to me.
What it do, brother? What's good?
What's good?
LRP.
What's going
happy
on,
Friday.
Yes, sir. Happy Friday to you, gentlemen. So I want to jump right into it.
I'm going to cross over his hand and shake your hand. I'm going to cross over that hand and shake his hand. And you shake his hand and we all here.
Absolutely. All for one, one for all. Three Musketeers style.
And three for five.
That's a fact. And the product is 50% cheaper. Let's get out there. So, yo, I want to jump right into what we need to talk about, brothers. First off, before we touch on anything when it comes to the NFL, I want to talk about what's going down with this situation with Russell Westbrook being traded to the Lakers. I've heard a lot of negativity, but I don't care about that. I want to hear what you guys think about that in depth, because that's something that was very big. Some of us played around with the idea of something like that happening, but we also looked at chemistry, personalities, things of that nature. I'll go last, of course. LRP Shakes, and it doesn't matter which order you guys, you know, answer the question in. I want to hear what you guys have to say, because that is the biggest news of today. Anybody can start.
Go first.
Nobody?
Yeah, I was just pausing. You know what I mean? We had a stop sign. Didn't know who was going to go first. You know what I'm saying? But I'll go ahead and go. And I don't... Look, it's a good pickup. Anytime you pick up first ballot, because he will be first ballot based off all the records that he's broke. I mean, he passed Oscar Robertson last year, bro. But I'm concerned with the fit. I'm concerned with the, you know, the usual narrative, the personality clash. You know, Russ has been with, you know, two other duos, you know what I mean, over the years, and it hadn't worked out for him. And then he was just with one sole dude and Bill. And that tandem, I thought, was going to be dangerous, especially with Bill shooting and him, you know, blazing the lane as he does. But as far as the Lakers, man, I think they needed shooters, you know. Now, granted, they needed to kind of rebuild their roster anyway, at least their starting roster after, you know, departures, attrition, what have you. But, and they still got time to add shooters. I think that this is definitely a good piece, not a bad piece, in no way, shape, or form, if you ask me. Russ is a dog, and he's home. And if anybody can turn him back to where he was in Oklahoma City, where he was, you know, his jump shot was blazing, his, you know, perimeter game was blazing, it will be LeBron. And only if these brothers can, or this brother, should I say Brody, can not get brolic and not get, you know what I mean, and fall in line and play amongst the team. If that happens, they can be dangerous. If they get a shooter, they can be even more dangerous. But they do need a shooter. This does not make them the favorite, no. But it does put them definitely still in contention, but it doesn't make them the favorite. They need a shooter. But I like it overall. And that he's finally going to be able to put on this uniform that he always wanted anyway. So that's going to be nice. That's all I got.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Chase.
That was great, LRP. The timing is awesome. I'm watching E. He had to go on mute. I'm sitting there on mute. So you held in. You held it and held it down real good. Good timing. Now, about the question.
I'm in brightest spirits today, so I'm good.
About the question. This is huge. This is matching what they're doing out in Brooklyn. And this is a super team. This is a powerhouse team. And it also fits. Like, just like it fits with the beard being with KD, this fit with Westbrook going back to L.A. We always spoke about Westbrook going back to L.A., going home. Mm-hmm. We spoke about this while he was still in OKC. He's been around a little bit. But now, no, he just went to Washington, right? Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah,
but anyway, right? Point being, it's good for him going home. It's good for him market-wise. It's good for him personally going back home, having that environment, getting to relax, being with your family as a grown man. Now, it'd be one thing to go there as an 18-year-old kid, but going back home as a grown man. Now he can do stuff for his community and all those type of things. So this is great on that aspect. On the court, it's beast. And you say they need shooters, that's fine. You can find shooters. Their shooters just waiting on the wing. Motherfucking Kyle Korver be just motherfucking sitting there. And that motherfucker old as shit, but that motherfucker still can shoot. So they can be had. That's a little butter on the bread. We talking about the whole toast right here. This is the whole toast. Being on the court, they're going to be able to move the ball. None of them is selfish. Not one of them is selfish. And they all can dominate the ball. And I'm talking about their big three. Westbrook, LeBron, and AD. They all can dominate the ball. But they all is unselfish. They all going to get their assist. So the ball will be moving. That shooter that you want, they can get off the street. Shit, I can go out there and shoot some buckets. All I gotta do is stand out there. That ball gonna just come right to me. Cool. I'm good. Throw me out there, coach. I'll play with the motherfucker. Because that's win. So I hope that I get what I was expecting this season. And I'm just going to wipe it out as a COVID. Wipe it out as COVID. That's what I do. I wipe that shit out as the COVID. Brooklyn was supposed to be there. L.A. was supposed to be there. I was supposed to get my special findings. Well, hopefully I get it this year. Because that big three versus our big three, that's going to be beautiful. I can't wait to see next year. Floor is yours, dude.
I just want to go on record.
That was when you pulled the pickup, E. Pow!
Like, I'm just jump on in there like double dutch.
You tell me? He's so uncoordinated. He's always uncoordinated. He comes out and fucking back like, boy, I know. You know what I'm saying? You never motherfucking went in the double dutch and shit. From not to say that you should, but you would.
Hell to the no. They used to get mad at me every time I jumped in there just to fuck around. And I would, like, try to do it sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, really give it my all.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The thing would hit me.
I think we all did that. Fuck up
the
whole
girl
dutch.
Like,
yeah,
let me get
yeah.
Get mad.
Yeah, see, I don't think these kids know nothing about that. I don't think these kids know nothing about that, bro. This generation don't know nothing about that.
Real, I started out with some homeless because I just wanted to get the girl in third period. No, but
yeah, I do know that I was having a whole conversation with myself, right? I just need y'all to know that. My situation was on mute, and I'm talking to y'all viciously. So y'all didn't get a chance to hear the venom. I'm like, hold on, man, what y'all say? And I nobody
looked at his phone right, like,
so
oh,
let me right. So let me just say this, man. Great openings by you guys. Great, you know. Great analysis by you both, and truth serum for the people that don't know it. Y'all heard it right there from these two gentlemen. They touched two different perspectives on the situation, but more so they touched on exactly what you guys need to hear when it comes down to this situation. I'm going to just add on to those both. One LRP, I absolutely, absolutely, absolutely feel the same way. Now, let me tell you the one thing, though, that I get without having shooters around, which is always a, you know, formula for winning. But when you have this many guys that can score that many twos and add threes in there throughout the situation. A shooter only becomes a problem if they're missing their wide open shots and they have nobody to make wide open shots. Now, the reason why the Lakers lost to Phoenix, but regardless to injury, was because they went on droughts when nobody could score. You got LeBron James on the floor in an NBA playoff, and his team goes 8 minutes without scoring 2 points. Like, that's unheard of for a Hall of Fame superstar to be on the floor with his team, and they go 8 minute stretch without scoring. See, that's where Russell Westbrook comes in at. Because LeBron James having a seat, he's going to score. He's going to take over. Everybody knows him to be that guy. Yes, he has his flaws like every NBA player does, which is his outside shot. He's really not consistent from behind a three-point line, which alludes to the conversation of shooters that we're having as well. But when it comes down to spacing the floor, terrifying defenders, and having to pick your poison, it's a difference than them and the Nets. Each and every scorer from the Nets can step out and shoot the three, and they shoot the three at a high efficiency. But the one thing that the three from the Lakers do, they all play defense. Russell Westbrook plays defense. Anthony Davis plays defense. LeBron James plays defense. Now, don't get me wrong. Kyrie Irving, James Harden, and Kevin Durant, they you know, they play as best defense as they could. But not on that level. You know what I mean? They're not on that level of defense. So this is a huge move. And now I cannot wait to see the next pieces that they bring in. And my I'm going to say Carmelo Anthony is possibly going to be one of the pieces that they bring in for that outside mid-range game shooting, spot-up shooting. Get all of them, and then I'll finish on my point with Shakes.
My bad. Yeah, but that would be dope by adding. I'm not even a Carmelo fan, but for this squad and for what he would need to be doing, that would be perfect. That completes their five, along with the white boy that they just signed. But what I was going to say is, to add to Shake's point and your point, what makes it so now I can't wait like type atmosphere is Russell Westbrook is coming for Durant's neck. Every time they play, he goes for Durant's neck. And I am so ready for that.
And please don't forget Harden,
but I love
too.
How he don't back down.
And
yeah,
Harden, too.
He comes for both of them. And that series, that storyline, are going to be great. That's all I got.
And now to Shake's point, and that was a great point, LRP, to Shake's point, where he says that he wants to get the matchup that he's always wanted in, you know, the year to Shake's. They both have to stay healthy, bro. That was the problem with both teams. Injuries for the Nets, injuries for the Lakers. That's what the problem was. They have to stay healthy. Because we see what happens when one or two players go down and a team that may be less talented but just more healthy takes the floor. It's nothing you can do. Your superstar is going to give it his all. He's going to come out and give you 45, 13, and 9, but he's going to do all of that in a losing effort because he cannot beat five players. And that's just the way it is. So health is the key, bro. And if they stay healthy, there's no question about it. The Lakers are the favorite to come out of the West, and Brooklyn is the favorite to come out of the East. So your year of the Shakes, and
let me share this with that real quick. Think about it, you know what I'm saying, and what you said, like, the team that knocked us out We went into seven games. We should have won. Everybody knows that, but the injuries and everything, like you pointing out, and all that good shit, which is all facts. But even with that, still could have won with fucking KD choking up. But even with all of that, right, we're talking about the NBA champions. They go off to win the championship. That's how good this Brooklyn team could be if they stay healthy. There's nobody in their way, especially on the East. And it should be the same way on the West now that the Lakers got Westbrook. It's going. I can't wait for next year, man. It's going to be crazy.
Right.
But again, I want to, real quick, before you finish, I also want to get Black Freedy's take after you. But I also want to say, like, what I want to ask, what do y'all think about the aspect him going home and him being in his community and being able to do something in his community, being a grown man instead of a young teen coming out of college? But, yeah, my bad. Go ahead, E.
No.
That's my question for you.
That's perfect, bro. You know what I mean? We chopping this fable because in a million years, nobody put together the fact that this would ever possibly take place. Now, to touch on the situation with the maturity, you know what I mean, of Russell Westbrook, that's number one. You look at the young Westbrook. You look at the attitude, you look at the antics, you look at the, you know, the, everything that he was about. But you got to put all of that to the side. Because when it came to stepping on the floor and giving it everything that he has, he's going to do that. And that right there alone in itself is a winning recipe. When I leave it all out on the floor, you can get away from my dress code. You can get away from my weirdo locker room interviews. You can get away from the way, you know, I look and all them jokes and all that stuff people have to say about me, because it's undeniable when I step on the floor who I am and what I bring to the table. He's going to bring an intensity that KCP, Montrezl Harrell, and Kyle Kuzma did not, all combined in one. He's going to bring a scoring tenacity, an effect on defenses, and pressure on anybody who's up top playing on the ball defense, because now you have to have some type of defense on him, because you have LeBron James on one wing, Anthony Davis down low, and now what are you going to do? You can't zone that up, because if you try to force them to shoot, He can split the zone with his handle alone and his quickness off the dribble. Then you have a 7-footer in Anthony Davis who can shoot from outside. And then you have a distributor and a facilitator in LeBron James. So my closing on that, on this point, and then we can get to what Shake said about him coming home. I think LeBron James plays the smartest he's ever played this year. Not the best, the smartest. I think he takes a step back and literally plays the shooting guard to point forward position. I think that he comes off the ball to give it up to Russ, but also he's going to put himself in a position to be a third option in scoring. He's going to let Russ and Anthony Davis run the show and only take over when he needs to, and save his best for last, or when they make it to the NBA Finals. I think that's what you see from LeBron James to elevate Russell Westbrook and Anthony Davis. Freezy, what's going on? We got Black Freezy with us as well. We would love to hear from your perspective, bro. Happy Friday.
Yo. Peace to the God. Peace to the earth, man. Love your brothers, man. What's going on with it?
Ain't nothing, man. We just chopping it up on the Russell Westbrook trade, right, to the Lakers, you know?
All right, what's that getting up to,
bro?
What's going on, baby? Hey, yo, look, let me tell my brothers, man, and let me tell the airwaves, man, please pardon Black Friday. He had an epiphany, man. You know, I had one of these dreams where it was like get up and do for self. And I'm trying my best. I got two hustles going on right now that I've got a hustle I've been loving forever, which is music. Second one was making clothes and shit like that. I've been playing with that for a long time. Jumping into it directly. Learning a lot, just head first, just me, right? So please pardon my absence on certain things abruptly. I have to be honest, I'm a man. I got to call the shot. So I'm going to be here for the people there, especially when the season and all that get here. But right now I'm cooking, man. Got to be honest. But, yeah, what they gave up. For,
hold on real quick before we get back to sports, because my brother took it in that direction, so I definitely want to respond and let that brother know that it is no problems in Houston. You dig me? Sir, if you had a dream that came to you and it got you up out of your chair or out of your seat or out of your bed, as in when I had this idea for a book, same thing. I literally woke up and went to the computer. And didn't stop until I have 37,000
books. I bet I was almost up for like a day and a half.
It was insane.
And that's how you see all that stuff.
Right. So salute to you, man. I understand that it did come abruptly, but as men, I'm telling you that for me, speaking for me, that you are good. I wish you nothing but the best. And that only adds to, and if it subtracts in any way, we'll multiply as best as we can, but never divide. You understand?
Oh, no.
Never
I'm
divide.
I'm sending the brothers in, man.
Exactly after all for that,
man. I need the brothers to wear the gear. I need the brothers to take pictures. You know, E, you know all that. You know, Shake.
Yes,
I need our brothers, man. We're going to get it done, but it's just from the groundwork, I got to get it done. You make sure everything's good.
Yeah, I salute you, man. And okay. I support you. I say all that to say I support you.
And
you
let me know
what
before you go back on the sports. Yeah, let me just say, like, man, I'm never a knocker of somebody going out and doing that. Like, do you, bro? You know what I mean? Do you. You got my full blessing, and I'm behind you. You feel me? No, I mean, you know what I mean? Just, like, I'm behind you, and, you know what I mean? I'm proud of you, bro. Like, keep it up, man. You know what I mean? Like, there is no brawl in B-more. How about that? You know what I mean? So, there you go, man. Like, all out of the way.
All ready. Yeah, that's what's up, man. I'm
I already knew it was going to be love. No, I don't mean to sound arrogant with this, but I already knew it was going to be love because ain't nothing but respect here. You know what I'm saying? So, even if, you know, your brother's any brother, you know what I'm saying? Let's really talk about the brother. The brother really... It's J-Rock. J-Rock doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? You know, whatever have you, but he made a decision to do his thing. So the main thing is this. We respect all decisions, although we are brothers, so we got to take jabs and pulls and stabs here and there. We got to. We're brothers, man. We wouldn't be masculine.
Absolutely.
We wouldn't be alphas the way we are to a degree. The thing is, though, and I'm not going to say this on this thing because I'm tired of saying shit on here. We're going to have a meeting. Like, it's time to really flip this shit all the way.
I'm definitely on board with that shit.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
ASAP Rocky.
I'm already planning.
I'm trying. I got to be honest. Let me tell you my vision, too. The vision that came to me. 7 passive income. 7.
Oh, yeah. That dream came to you? Oh, okay. Yeah, that's great. That's what it takes.
That's
what it takes. And I don't want to sound arrogant, but that dream hit me a couple of, you know what I mean? The nightmare came to me, too, on Elm Street. You know what I mean? I think that was in Nightmare Elm Street Part 2 where I got the dream.
Mm-hmm.
7 revenues, baby, all day. Everybody needs to have at least 7.
Yep.
Preach.
LRP was there. We was in Houston, so
Gardner.
you know, a good brother that was sitting in the same
room. Nah, you another one. I gotta be honest with you. Your partnership, my partnership with you, is a part of the seven. You know what I mean?
I know. But that the brother man across the table from us, I ain't mentioned his name, of course, on air. But of course, LRP was there with us sitting at the round table, and like the ideas were spewing and the things
talked about,
man.
Like, yo, is that Skylar Rock, bro? I know you know that song, but I thought it was reincarnated. He looked important.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Moved like it too. I appreciate it. I respected the whole vibe from everybody.
Yo, God bless. Right. God bless too, man. Your brother's union, man. Your brother's, you know what I'm saying, Paul. Your brother was out there connected. E, you are the ambassador. I don't care what nobody says.
Yeah.
You are the ambassador. You made your round all the way. Everybody said J-Rock at this point.
Yep. That brother's next. We spoke.
The rest of us ain't shit, but you the man. I'm just playing.
Right. Yeah, let me know. I might be able to come through on that 4 hours.
I wouldn't be me if I didn't say that, but that's shout out to Black Man. Missed you, bro. What you got on? So to answer your question, unless E has something else, I didn't mean to take over there, but Caldwell Pope, Kuzma, and Harrell, and a 2022 draft pick.
That was a lot, as they should have. Yeah, okay, that's
what's up.
Yeah, we got Nacho in the box with cheese with us as well, just real quick, just to let y'all
know.
I'm not a fan of him, but I do think he equals all three of those players. But what up, Nacho? Good to hear from you, bro.
Great trade, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. But see, Black, in that thought process, I perfectly understand why they traded those three guys, right, away in equivalence to that one player and also got some second-round picks for him, which is fine. But for some reason, I don't think Frank Vogel knew what to do with Montrezl Harrell. And me and LRP beefed about it the whole time.
That's the only one that I would have paused on, like, hey, wait, you probably need this big down here. You can stretch a little bit. Probably need him.
Yeah, something was up. And me and LRP discussed it, like, throughout the whole entire time. Like, yo, why is Montrezl Harrell on the bench? You have an exciting, energy-bringing, defensive-minded, can also score offensively. Why is he not playing? Like, something was up with Frank Vogel and Harrell. I don't know what's up. I'm not asking about it. But then KCP took a step back. He couldn't score to save his life.
I gotta be honest, man.
He kind of reminds me of John Starks, like a better version of John Starks. Like he not consistent, man. Like he not. Maybe he needs to start. I don't know. I didn't see him in the starting role.
Who? Which one?
Yeah,
KCP.
Yeah, Caldwell Pope.
Yeah, he started 50 something, 60 games last year.
Oh no, my bad. I'm talking about Kuzma. My bad. I'm talking about Kuzma.
He started 25 to 30 games last year.
Yeah, Kuzma's super.
He just ain't shit.
I agree with the Harrell and the Caldwell Pope. Kuzma just was just a bad player.
Yeah, he just ain't shit. But
Vogel didn't get that thing working.
I like Pope.
I think Pope's universal.
He's going to be universal. He's waiting for what he's talking about to be a six-man of the year type shit because that boy can play.
His inconsistency
well
last season.
My bad,
go
ahead.
No. I was just saying his inconsistency. That's all. That's it.
Was just going to say, I think Caldwell Pope fits him well. Where he went to, he went to Washington. I don't think that's a good fit. But I think he's a good fit in Miami. And I think he'll be a good fit with somebody like Philadelphia. I think he can shine those two places.
You think they're going to trade him?
I like Caldwell Pope too, but he was inconsistent. Say that again.
You think they're going to trade him or he's just coming off the bench?
well,
no, he's gonna have to start. He's gonna have to start.
I don't know if that team did a three-way trade or something. Because they did that. NBA be doing that crazy shit. You know what I mean? You send a guy to a team, and then as soon as he gets there, he's moving to another team, like a subway. That shit is crazy how they do that. They did that last night with
the I don't know. The Wizards got Wall, Bill, and who else?
No, Wall is
Wall is in Houston, remember?
Yeah, Wall. Yeah, it was just Bill now.
who's it? It's just Bill?
Yeah, last year they had Westbrook.
Oh, okay.
And they were good.
And that,
they were good enough.
And the Hachimura, kid.
I know it was somebody over there. I know it was another dude, but
hold
on.
The Hachimura kid, he's there. Yeah, he's in Houston, bro.
I don't know if I'm bugging.
That team might be nice, though.
Yeah,
they put those guys on Bill with that coach.
Yeah, I mean, he just went there last year, so you got bugging. He just went there last year.
All I remember is the jersey. You know what I mean?
Because it's hard to remember him this year in Houston. Like, this year was kind of a wash. You know what I mean?
It wasn't nobody checking for the Rockets. They wasn't even talking about the ass here.
All right, so
the messed up thing
we got
to
answer Shake's question.
I didn't see him play, but if I didn't see him on 2K, then I
Fellas, y'all with it? Y'all got remember the question? Shake has a question from us. So how do we feel about Westbrook going back to L.A.? So I want to make sure we answer his question before we move on.
Well, let me just spit it out more. Like, as far as, like, marketing-wise, as far as off the court, I mean, him going home, back to his community, I mean, where he can do stuff for his community, being a mature man instead of a kid coming straight out of college where, I mean, he going home or staying home, he can get in some trouble or whatever. Like, this guy's a grown man going back home, being able to do something for his community. And that aspect, I want to know what y'all think about that.
Yeah, let me just go quick first. All right, let me go ahead and, basically, he's good as far as off the court and all that and trouble. I think that's, you know, outside of like a parking violation or some speeding or something like that, right? Here's what I would say, though. He's definitely going to get into the letter gang and the movement with all of that stuff he'd be wearing. Because that's all out there. That, you know, that's where a lot of that stuff comes from. A lot of stuff comes from out of there as well, being in New York. And, you know. So he's going to be wearing some interesting things home. You know, we're wearing stuff. But other than that brother going to be good, man. It's just about the mesh and how he fits in at that point in time. And I know you or all y'all Lakers fans will be able to break that down way, way better than that team.
All right. That's pretty. I'm going. I like it. You know what I mean? I like the idea of where he's at and the kind of person that he kind of grew into last season. And, if anybody was, you know, especially when he was getting criticism and stuff when he was going for that record or, you know, going for the record but not showing that he was going for the record. The way he handled that was very humbling, for one, I think, for him. Two is, and I'm not even putting it on any kind of other inspiration as far as LeBron, just his own, to be back home with the money that he's had, the legacy and the career. You know, to endorse on me, shoot Mountain. Coming home with Mountain Dew, coming home with Cheeto, coming home with, like, you know, Russell Westbrook we're talking about here. And regardless of how of a, not a fan I've been of him personally, sort of like a 180. And it's weird because now I have Kobe who has done this and I have Tom Brady who has done this, where they started out as one way and they end up turning into Rockets. you know what I'm saying, and start rooting for him and wrestling. Like, I don't know what the fuck. Like, it comes a time where they start getting, like, cool and real, and this becomes, I think it's 40. Once you hit the 40s nowadays, you just don't give a shit what you say, because it's
fucking true. You know, that's the maturity.
Right,
man.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't.
You probably could
you know
lock this up when they had a baby.
Right, but I got off on a tangent there, but I like it. He can build a school there just like LeBron did. I mean, dude's an entertainer. Who knows where he can go after basketball? It's just the Lakers. Magic won't be in his ear. The conglomerate that they got out there and the kind of people that they build, you know what I mean, men, it's just phenomenal. Can't wait to see what he do. It's going to be a Picasso in his own crazy-ass style, but in some form of fashion, it'll be impactful. So, salute to the brother just coming home and playing for your home squad as a grown man. It is a different type of competition that you bring in.
Yeah. First off, he is going to be embraced different than LeBron James is. Because he is the closest to a Kobe mentality player that the Lakers have had since Kobe Bryant. See, LeBron James is a great player, but that Mamba mentality, that killer on the court, that's Russell Westbrook. That hyper, disrespectful, yell in your face, snarl at you, look at you with a funny lip face, roll my eyes, talk to you to death, catch a tech because I'm disrespectful. He's that type of player. So he's going to be embraced, not just because he's coming home, but because of the fact that he's like that when it comes to the basketball court. So it's going to be dope to see him there, but also to see how the fans embrace him there. And that's what's going to start all of his stuff within the community, because obviously he does it already. But to come home, it enhances it. He doesn't have to leave. He's comfortable. And also, I think that brings a different Russell Westbrook. We all know how players get when they come home. Home is home. So the comfort level, the relaxation, the maturation, I think all of that is going to play a role in him coming home within the community, with him growing up as a player. And we're going to see the best Russell Westbrook possible.
Hopefully you stay on that positive shit like we all just did. Because there is another side to that coin, goddamn. Dude, come back, turn it to a whole goddamn basketball guy.
And that's Kobe. That's that Kobe.
Well, they got that big three,
away from the Viper room.
They got that big three, though. They good. They should be good, right? With their big three?
Yeah, oh yeah. On the court, it should be ridiculous. Should be. That's just, you know.
Personality difference.
I know Nacho will come on here and be, you know, Suns fan and all that. Talk about, well, they're all a little bit long in the tooth. They're all old and stuff. I don't really, you know, come with some factual shit. But
well,
now,
of course, there's a time limit on it. There's a time limit on it.
When you say that.
LRP, you know what, though?
It's the West, though.
If this would have been a different NBA back in the 80s and 90s, I would have said something about their ages. But since the NBA is the way it is now, what I mean by the NBA is the way it is now, it's the semi-defensive league. So therefore, players' careers with barring injury are going to be longer because they don't have to stress their bodies as much to do the things that they need to do and to have the ability to score or whatever the case may be. The NBA has turned into an outside shot league. Everybody wants to step behind the three-point line. It doesn't matter who it is. So when you see a guy like Giannis, who's a throwback guy, but he still does every once in a while shoot or attempt threes, rather, it's different. And they're not playing, like, hard defense on you to the point where you can't put, you know, you can't hand check. Can't put the forearm in the bottom of the back, you know, more, you know, in the lower back area. Can't do all of those things. So that's the reason why Russell Westbrook still looks like he's 25 at 31. If nobody told you his age, you wouldn't think he was 31. The way he hopping and dunking and exploding to the rim like that,
Yeah, wait, man.
I mean,
open
it definitely
day,
don't make
opening
that
day.
Damn thing. I just said Jericho at 50 fucking put himself
right. That's what I'm talking about.
Another
see,
motherfucker
see
through some glass. So he got
right.
hit with.
Now, that's
a
what I'm
whole
talking about.
Long ass lights. I forgot to put the name for them until they saw, but some long ass lights. Got
right,
hit with like
man.
Eight of them motherfuckers.
50-year-old Chris Jericho.
Well, he's gonna be shit. Even playing. Even playing something today. He's playing something today.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you this. Opening day at the Staples Center is going to be crazy. It is going to be crazy when Westbrook, Anthony Davis, and LeBron James walks out on the floor.
What do we think of this offensive line? I don't want to change the subject like that real quick.
Yeah, we can get right into that.
I am concerned about camp.
Yo, I didn't know this many injuries was taking place that all of a sudden now they want to reveal in conversations with blog and like, you know, in articles. I didn't know Lorenzo Carter was banged up, pause. I didn't know Reggie Ragland was hurt. I didn't know none of these things. You guys caught wind of all of that
they
or
on,
not?
They on bike.
Nah.
Yeah, bro, these dudes just hurt. Like, it's crazy.
They're getting that Lance Armstrong on.
Stop playing around, bro.
Yeah, man,
it's crazy.
So hold on, let's get into this offensive line now. Because remember, you know, before I went black, literally, we was on Podbean. A couple questions: are we tackle good? Are we guard good? Are we the chicks? Are we good? We good? You sure?
I said we tackle good.
All right, we got four. No, we went around the board, boy. We went around the board. He went tackle. He went
tackle
guard,
good, bro.
We went everything.
That's always been my mantra.
Right? But, you
but
know,
I have
fan.
Hope.
You might have not said good. You might have not said the word
yeah.
good. You were content, though. Right? Let's be honest.
Not with the guard. Not with the guards. That's the main problem that I always had and I've been having for fucking 5 years, bro. Like, I want that massive guard.
You can't say that you was not content. You can't say that because, of course, we don't have this hindsight to see this man get rolled up on the cart, which is your son, Lemieux. You was good because Lemieux was dead. Correct.
No. I always been a component of getting that next guard. How many times have I brought up guards this offseason?
Nah,
how many
I
times
have
I brought
that.
It up
the
in the
why
draft?
I say you was content. Listen,
no, I'm not
disputing that, brother.
I'm not content.
Believe me. I'm missing
not
this day. I'm not disputing that. The whole thing I'm saying right now is that the time when all this happened, you were content with everything that happened because we had certain things and you felt it was okay.
Let me
is
explain
that
to you. No, let me explain to you. I need you to listen to me. No. I need him to listen.
I love this point, okay?
Me too. But I need you to listen, all right? All in this, up to this point, all the way up to draft, I kept saying guard. I kept saying this is the main thing for guard. The guards are to be had right in the third, fourth rounds, just like it is every fucking year, and especially this year. We did the same damn decision that we made last year in the draft, and we did not go guard, especially in the fourth round, and we chose a cornerback. My son. Both of them. All right? Now, I'm still saying we need a guard. Now, when we was talking about the offensive line, what you're probably having in your mind is what I'm saying. Week one, they're going to show up and show out. That's probably what you have in your head. But all through this shit, I am not content. Let me finish, please. Let me finish, Black. All the way up to this point, bro. all I have been saying is guard. Guard, guard, guard. Even after the draft, we were looking at Trey Turner. We were looking at all these other dudes, the dude from Detroit. We kept going at the guard, 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 guard. Even now, I'm begging for DeCastro, even before the Lemieux injury.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, no, I am not good. No, I am not content with it. I need a guard, even now.
Let me get my rebuttal in, and then everybody do what they want to do after this, right? The only reason why I'm saying you are content is because you did not listen to the grievances of the brothers that were saying certain things because they were enamored with certain players and what happens every year with all of us, right? And the grievance was, why in the fuck did we do this shit again? Choose a cornerback over what we knew we needed for a quarterback that is on his last tenure with the team should be if he plays horrible. And we just need this for
right.
success in general. What the fuck, bro? I don't know. That you didn't take that grievance. You just went with, nah. We good. Y'all bitching and moaning. I don't know why you was doing that, bro. That's what you was doing.
I know that's what
and
you're
so
talking
that's why
about.
I said,
now I know what I know what's in your head. You're talking about the draft process.
Mm-hmm.
And in the draft process, I'm good with what he did in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all, we wanted the whole guards. Yes, I did. But I am good how they moved and maneuvered around because I was telling y'all that's what he was going to do. Am I content with the damn offensive line? No, I am not. I said they must believe in Hernandez and motherfucking Lemieux. That's what I said. But me, I'm not content, bro. I want a damn guard. Even after the draft, okay? So we can move on because that is what it is. I am not content, and I repeat, I am not content with the offensive line right now.
Okay, so hold on. Let me jump in real quick because I've played double dutch many years of my life because that's something that I learned how to deal with when it came down to learning how to talk to girls. Just didn't just jump in the rope, but I turned for the hoes. But let's talk on this. So, do you take back? Yeah, I turned for the hoes. Get that out there.
Bars,
you never tell me nothing
bar.
About double dutch, B. Crazy? But anyway, let's get back to this. So, you didn't come on these airwaves and come at me and LRP with the whole massive weapons of mass destruction. Are we, y'all bitching and moaning.
Yeah,
Andre's unhappy. You ain't do that to me and LRP straight up and down. Like, you came at us, brother.
What does the weapons have to do with
the offense?
I'm talking
about
Wait. Listen to what I'm asking you. What does me saying they have the weapons of mass destruction now have to do with me being content with the line? I am not content
with
the guard.
No, listen to what I'm saying. I'm not saying the weapons of mass destruction.
I'm not
pointing weapons
with the interior line. I don't even believe in the center. I may be okay and passive with the center, but the interior line, it is a problem in Houston, fellas, okay? I am not content with the offensive line.
Is this before Lemieux went down or after?
This was always through the process, all through.
All right. LRP, you can.
I think we can't get those,
I'll let you speak for you, of course.
Can't get those
I'll never do that. Yeah. I'm going to mute myself for this.
You ain't got to mute yourself because I'm not entertaining that shit.
And I'm back. Mm-hmm. You saw how that shit happened, right? Shane, I love you. You know that I always got to say that before I say the truth. I love you. But that was Schwarzenegger bullshit. You're lying. You did not feel this way when we was mad at that situation in the draft. You did not feel this way. You was like, yo, I'm happy with
and again,
another quarterback.
You're not listening.
We went crazy.
You're not listening. Listen to me. Listen to me, bro. You're not listening, okay? I am good with what he did in the draft. I am great. All of that y'all was bitching about the draft, yes, I am all the way with what he did in the draft. But again, I said he did not finish with the offensive line. We can go back to these episodes. We can go right back to after the draft. That is exactly what I said. The only gripe that I have is that he did not finish the offensive line. I have never consistent.
No, you're right. But
stop. This is why y'all don't hear nothing, because y'all don't listen.
Well, it's kind of hard to listen when you call out the people that, because of how we feel and our opinions, because you differ from that.
But that's why I had to interject, is because, yeah, you're right, but that was double talk after the fact. You were dismissing the brother. Oh, that was bullshit. I'm like, Because I really want to play. You were dismissing. I remember it.
The whole
situation is that all I'm saying is, my brother, now that we're at this point, like I said before, hindsight being 2020, you couldn't afford to it. But that's why I said content, the word. But maybe it should have been satisfied because of the way you kept double talking.
No. And again, he
just asked the question, and that was the only thing that, in putting it in perspective, he asked the question, did you feel this way before or after Lemieux? And when you said, I felt like the whole time, that was where the confusion
was. Yeah. The whole process, that's where I'm confused. Hold on, pause, right? That's where I'm like, bro, like, this is crazy because the whole process, bro, and this has been 5 years. You know what I'm saying? And we've been talking about it. I'm like, yo, even a damn massive guard in the fucking from Alabama was still in the sixth round. We passed up on Tyler Badass, and he did it again this draft. We talked about all of that, but again, I feel like this is where y'all are saying, like, because I was good with what he did in the draft, that I was content with the offensive line. And that is not what it is. I am not content with that shit. I feel that they missed out on an interior lineman.
You were satisfied. You know, and you like that conjunction, well, you know, as far as content and satisfied. Yeah, you were satisfied.
I only got one question, and I'm off the topic.
You know what I mean? Like, if a dude just sit there and get off, and he's like, with the straight face, like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? But he got off and shit, and you like, oh, you know what I mean? Well, he got off. He's satisfied. No, that nigga face is still like, man, I need some ass, man. I need some pussy. Okay? I ain't satisfied.
That would have been the face from the beginning. Now, hold on, my brother.
No, it's not, bro, because that has nothing to do with the draft. Y'all are sitting there telling me because I was content and I was good. Stop. Y'all telling me that because I was good and content with what happened in the draft, that I was good and content with the offensive line, and that's asinine.
Okay, so let me just say this. You never said that you are okay with the line and you feel that we're going to come together in jail and we need to stop bitching and moaning and move forward? You never said that to me in LRB?
That's why
I'm talking
about. Stop bitching and moaning about the line and move forward?
I said in week one, they are going to have their chemistry and gel off the rip. That's exactly my words.
So then how are you unhappy if you already given them a futuristic promise?
Because I believe in the chemistry of the dudes, but I still want a guard. They are missing a guard. I wanted a Trey Turner. I wanted a Levi. I wanted the goddamn. Now I want the Castle. I'm begging for the Castle. Please, the Castle. Don't retire. Come to the Giants. I want a guard.
You could have got passionate. A guard.
That's a fact. LRP.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. Come on. You see?
Okay, but
that don't make me hate the draft, bro. That don't make me hate the draft.
It's not about the draft.
It's not about the draft.
It's the draft.
It's the draft.
That's where it starts. That's the foundation.
Right.
That's the roots, bro. And you knew that
Daniel
had a lingering injury. You knew Pert. This Pert, I came out. I read the article. Pert had this back injury, aggravated and re-aggravated back in April. Back in April, they knew he re-aggravated it. That was the draft. How can you be good with that?
I still think
that
what
that
I've been saying.
And this is what I've been saying.
I'm not griping about the tackles. I believe we tackle good. We are tackle
good. Okay, Matt Pert
good.
Is...
I don't gripe about
Chase,
that.
Matt Pert is going to have a nagging back injury throughout the season. Nate Solder is obviously going to be on that side. Andrew Thomas is going into his second year. What possible confidence do you have in that now? Now Lemieux. So not just tackle, I mean guard, as you would say. But there's tackle issues now, too.
Pert will be fine. That shit is minor. He'll be ready for week one.
That's a fact.
So I still believe, like I've been going on and saying this whole damn time, we're tackle good. My gripe always been interior linemen. And I just want one stinking guard. That's all. Just one.
Well, we got guards. I just need to get that out there. They just may not be the guys that you feel
it's hope-based, hope-based, bro. That's hope-based, though, bro. We hoping that Hernandez sits there and meet his potential. We hoping that Lemieux sits there and have a great second season. That's hope-based. I want a solidified guy. I want the castle, damn it.
But my question is that if it's hope-based, how did you feel such hope on opening day?
That's what I said. At least he was satisfied.
The chemistry.
If he didn't say he was content.
I got it. But now, but that's
one,
where the part.
They will be there. I know they're going to sign a guy. I know they're going to sign a guy by week one.
Real quick. Not to, if you still with us, apologize. You didn't have a question. Do you have something to ask?
They sign a guy by week one.
The offense, you got more meat on the bone that you want to go in for.
All right. So, Nacho, we know you are not one to hold any punches or dialogue. So we know if you was able to speak, you would have spoke. Trust that. So wherever you are, brother, whenever you ready. But I want to move on to what's going on.
I got it.
There he is. Okay.
I got it. I think I got it. I mean, I kind of kicked out of there at the end when you asked him the question about him telling y'all to quit bitching and stuff. I smoke a lot, so like my memory's bad, but
was it last week or
2 weeks ago I heard somebody say, I can't remember who has said it, something to the effect of, I ain't worried about this offensive line because when Saquon is healthy and then the weapons, or weapons, like I think 50 times, and then the chemistry will be all good by week four, and then we will be good, and then a bunch of good stuff. So I don't know who said that. I'm trying to remember. I remember the phrase. Again, my internet is slow, so I'm going through Podbean to pull up receipts. But I believe the phrase was, I ain't worried about this offensive line because of, and then there was reasons, I believe, names of players and then things. And then I believe also the word, what was that, cohesiveness or something like that. So, I mean,
I just
that way we can – I can clarify who said it. I'm not 100% sure, but I just, again, I've been a proponent about your offensive line for about 2 years now. It's something that you guys and your front office have never seemed to want to address, and when they do, they just make the wrong decision. Now you guys got hurt offensive linemen, and
every year, Nacho.
Hopefully your quarterback can, you know, make the right read in, you know, less than 2 seconds. If your quarterback got that kind of skill, then you guys would be all right. But when you're moving the guy who's played at center for the most part of his career, I think, or the best, you're moving him out of that position to right next to him. I don't know what's your offensive, you know, what they're thinking or what's going on. I don't know. I don't understand if it's like we're just gonna hope that, you know, the weapons just do what they do and get open, and, you know, I don't know. It's not as if it was a bad free agency or a bad draft class for offensive linemen. It's just a big swing and a miss.
Let me jump in there real quick since you bring it up. So what do we have? Okay, what do we have to give Daniel Jones more than 2 seconds? Being it as it may, not going back in time here, we already know what it is. David Gettleman is already on the carpet as far as I'm concerned. He's been on the carpet for this offensive line and giving us bullshit. But that's neither here nor there. What do we have? We have Harrison. They talk about Fulton. And they talk about Murphy, right? And even Hedgie. So either one of those guys are going to have to step up, for one. They're going to have to do a hell of a lot more coaching up these guys to make sure it's right. You still got Solder, even though he's a year removed. Those names, and Lemieux is not out of it. You know what I'm saying? They said price is averted. You know, it doesn't, you know, look like anything that's super crazy. He was out there still moving and mirroring practice, doing his thing. Walked off on his own power along with
okay, so it wasn't a bad injury. It just looked bad.
Yeah, so he ain't down and out. So these guys, I see where Shake's not completely beat up my boy here. You know what I mean? Can this squad give this man 4 seconds? Can he give him 4 seconds, 4.63? Can he give him that much time? Can these names that I just named give that man 4.363 seconds instead of the 2 seconds? That's the question. If they can do that, this offense will move, as long as it's not
some girl. Now, LRP, I'm going to jump right into that conversation with can they. Now, I'm going to add them to they. Kyle Rudolph. We still have a fullback on the roster, right?
Tololo.
Yeah,
my
Tololo.
Caden,
you know, Smith.
Elijah,
right?
Penny is at 92. I brought that dude up from a 69 pause to a 92 in Madden. So, and boy, the beast,
okay,
in my world.
So these are the helpers that we have as an extension to the offensive line. Can they, including them, do that? Rudolph is a beast in the blocking. We all know that. His run blocking is, he's one of the best run blocking tight ends in the NFL, hands down. He did it for years, Adrian and Dalvin. He got skills. He know what he's doing. Caden Smith is a way better blocker than Evan Engram could ever possibly want to be. Let's get that out there. Okay? So those are extensions to the offensive line. Is that enough? That's the question. Even with those additions, is that enough? We're going
to
see.
Because his grandpappy didn't get a fucking lineman.
Of course. And don't get cursed out again, LLP.
Wow. So don't ever fucking say you're good with that fucking draft. Stop that.
We know where that came from.
I am not here to do that. We went crazy.
You went from trying to beat my brother up all the way to beating him up again. You know why? Because unfortunately, your brother had no other choice because he's riding with his papa nowadays. And of course, you gotta like what happened there with the potential of next year, right? But what players did we get?
See, we Antoine Fisher, bro. I got you. Stop staying in that fucking house. Come over. I give you a shirt, bro. Stop fucking with your grandpa. Get out of that house. Come run over to the give you a shirt. Chill here, bro. Make sure you join the Navy. You know what I'm saying? I bet shit that you tried. Could have got Tyler Badass last year. You could have got fucking Elijah this year. Shit would have been done. Done. Done and done. With the folks you already had, come on, son. Get the fuck out of here. You wanted to see this lineman? You wanted to see this boy move behind whatever they got? And he looked right. I don't give a fuck with this talk about Barkley ain't going to be ready.
That's where my problem comes on the screen. And that's where y'all feel like,
he's okay with
what happened with the offensive line. No, okay? But here, let's go back to this draft, though, okay? Yes, what he did was great. It was exactly what I said he was going to do, besides get the damn offensive line. Why does him not getting the offensive line dictate what the fuck this draft was? It's a failure because he didn't get the offensive lineman. When it's only one guy left, and you can grab a guy right before the fucking season. There's
why is
one
he not doing
this position
the same
left.
Way a director
so
can
why
make a
would
bad
that
movie?
Make the damn draft
I'm tell
a failure?
I'm going to tell you why. Because you are just like if you're the orchestrator of the orchestrate, and you're the director of the directing, and you make a motherfucking movie, and the end of the movie fucking sucks, the ending, the rest of the movie was dope. But the last 15 minutes, you were like, what the fuck? What's that? You mad all the way to front. That's exactly why. Right there.
And LRP, can I please tag me in? First of all, you came here, your grandfather, preaching that, knowing that was the issue. You actually came to this franchise saying, we need hog mollies. Like, this was your thing. You came here talking like that, already knowing we had a disastrous six-year tenure in that area before you arrived. And you have done nothing yet to help out in that area. Still. So not only did you see the damaged goods, but you didn't do shit to fix them, even though you have had the chance. That's why we going in on them like that. That's why we
at this point you are damaged goods.
That's the fact.
You
saw what the problem was. You saw it. You looked at it.
And he did it off the back. He did it off the backs of doubling up on shit that we already had. He fucking got down there homes when you already had Kevin and Julia Love in the fucking chamber. You get
and they started
Tony
playing
when you
well.
Already got Stafford in the chamber. And
you
just that for offensive linemen, for finishing the product. You risked it. I mean, I understand they put more risk or more value on the running around versus the protection. They're going down that sword. And don't expect me to give them a pass for dying on that sword, because then you have to.
And Shakes, I'm going to bring it back to something that you hated. You hated seeing Eli Manning go through that. We all did, but you emphasized it a lot more than us because it was nothing we could do. Even when we start to see Eli, you know, decline, he still was not helped by having a good line. Like, even if a quarterback is declining, you would say, damn, at least he got some protection. He didn't even have that. So you used to scream about that all the time. Charlie's name is Darkness Is and all of that because of the whole offensive line. I said this last week on a show. We have been going through this problem
for damn near 9 years. Since 2012 to 2013, we have been going through a decline of an offensive line, and we have been twisted since then. Look at the running backs behind those lines. Look at the protection that Eli has had. It's, yo, we are cursed. I said it. I said, yo, it's something. We just have a, we're cursed. That's what I said last week. And it's continuing. And it's like this GM, your grandfather, saw this, and he still couldn't do nothing about it and still has not done nothing about it. Fulton, that move right there let me know exactly who Dave Gettleman was. You didn't go get a decent offensive lineman. You went and got the worst one from last year. I'm good. I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it go because I'll start my shit again. I'm going to let it go.
Now, we're going to see what it's going to be.
There's still a chance. There's still a chance.
Been Joe Judge, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't mean that don't like it at all. And the lingering back on Pert, I don't like it at all. So I am.
Daniel Jones going to change his name.
It's only day two. Only day two. We'll see what it's going to be. I try not to hit the
every
button on these seconds, but I do want to. It had to be brought up that the oversight here that you just see come into play is maddening sometimes. So. But I'm over it. Can't wait to see a preseason game. We got a preseason game in 6 days, gentlemen. Hall of Fame game right around the corner. We are in there. It's all downhill from after that. I can't wait to see it. We'll put on pads next week. We're going to see, you know, hopefully folks stay healthy and injuries, bro. And Carter, Joe.
Right.
Carter might be on it. Out, man. Yo, you can't do it, bro. I mean, I didn't know about the rag on thing. That was a blow. I wanted to see him in this thing. Anyway, I haven't heard anything from Ryan.
It's crazy, man.
I barely hear anything about his knees. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've been checking.
They just saying that he's penciled in to start in that spot. Like, that's it. Like, they're saying he is locked in to start in that spot. And whoever else is just going to get some snaps behind him or whatever Patrick Graham got going on with packages when that gets on the field. Because he is over. He ain't even need to be talked about. They know what's up. They know what's up when he rolling up. So I've been hearing a couple of things, and I've been reading a couple of more things. They're saying that Daniel Jones is struggling throwing the ball in practice. They say right after that, the defense has been overwhelming. They're saying that the defense looks so great, that it's hard for him, pause, to even just get a pass off. They're saying the defense is giving him no time back there. They are smothering these wide receivers. T.J. Brunson tried to knock Kenny Galladay the hell out. Logan Ryan jumped right up in Nick Gates' face and told him, be a better blocker. Yo, this is what I've been wanting. This is what I was waiting for.
Remember that?
Yes. Because T.J. Brunson damn near tried to knock Kenny Galladay out. Kenny Galladay got up, shrugged it off. You know, they did the little shoulder thing. I'm tough. Nick Gates ran into T.J. Brunson's face. He was like, watch yourself. Logan Ryan said, be a better blocker. And that's how that went.
Fighting words.
What? That's what I'm talking about.
That's the main craft. Thank you for your
take that back. And that's the premise of Patrick Graham's defense against Daniel Jones. Give him nothing and take everything. That's Graham's motto against Daniel Jones.
To play devil's advocate, I will jump in there and say I did well. And this is mainly to Charlie. Tom Brady came out and said we had a chin practice today. Defense was all over. And that's been pretty consistent with the offenses in these practices. Even Dallas, which they show every 15 minutes because they owe Jerry Jones a baby or something. You see the same thing, defense overpowering the offense. You know, Parsons then got himself a practice in the INT. You know, so it's been happening all over. And so I don't – my thoughts on it, I don't really – I won't dig too much into it. I do love the fact that the defense is doing what they do, but that's also consistent with the behaviors. The defense always plays better against their own team in practice because they know every damn thing. You know what I mean? So – but yeah, that is good shit from, you know, our rookie. Even the rookie got himself a practice INT. Get his name.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say Aquarius. Aquarius. My name is Larry. What's the dude name, man?
I'm an Aquarius.
Every time I see it, like, that's what pops into my head, like what the fuck. I'm dyslexic for real, but I know it says something, the whole name there, but and then I'm scrolling through. I think it's Rodarius Williams or some shit like that, I think. He got himself an INT, number 23.
Yeah.
Aquarius. And my name is Larry.
Yeah. Right.
And my name is Larry.
Yo, yeah, I love it. I don't know about everybody else, but I love it. If Daniel Jones has to go against a defense like this in practice with no holds barred, I love it. I love it.
Get your ass.
I love it. Right. Get your ass twisted. That's what I'm about. That's how you're supposed to act. That's how we're supposed to act. Why would I let my quarterback tear us up in practice? Nah.
Every day. Let's go, because we don't get no hard knocks, man. Get your ass with that. Come.
Right. Real stuff out there. Be out there listening in California love.
Hey. Oh, he upset. Upset. Don't get that twisted. Dan ain't been talking since the Clippers been eliminated. Let's get that out there. I know what he about. You feel me? Yo, can I tell y'all something that I know none of y'all never thought about? I know it's a stupid little fact, but it's just something that I'm looking at. After the prefix in all of our phone numbers, the first number for the first 7 digits is a 3. Did y'all know that? That's kind of weird to me.
Say that again.
All of our phone numbers are from different places, right? After the prefix, whichever your area code is, the first number in the 7 numbers that completes the phone number, all of us, is the number 3.
That's
three of us on the phone.
Wow.
Something
is up with that number.
That's crazy. They're going to take our show now. Watch this.
Actually, a fantastic 4 of us.
He got his voice. He's on to us.
But it was like...
Yeah, according to the symbolism of Google. According to Google, Google says that the angel number 3 represents growth, inspiration, inner guidance, and manifestation.
Right. Except for when the offensive line is talked about.
That's all 3 of us, I guess.
And you know what's going to trip y'all out? When we was talking about this, I looked at the time left on the stream. It said 3, 3, 3.
Three, right. And Shakes, it's funny you said that because I was just looking at it when you said it.
Mm-hmm.
Like three. I was looking right at it.
We awesome.
That joint is crazy, bro.
Type shit, yo. We should go see if we can airbrush the motherfucking bank money out. So this shit is crazy. And y'all ain't even know, look, the time on my phone, I've been on here for 1 minute, 23 minutes, and 13 seconds.
Right.
Yeah, see?
I'm a kick.
Why
ain't
I reacting
to my
shit? I wasn't lying.
I
ain't explode on my number. All right. But still with this warlock. So, you know, with this warlock.
That is crazy.
Warlock.
That was the original lock, man, warlock.
Like three corners of fire just went crazy just now somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, we could do the podcast. Yo, something. Yo,
oh,
son.
Shit. There he said he saw three triplets walking across the street. Oh, shit. Shine.
Take a picture. Yo, remember what we was doing with the hip-hop joint?
Yes, we need to talk about this, Black. Yes, I can hear you. Are you about to talk about Royce the
5'9"? Yo, we're going to need... We're going to create a YouTube podcast on that. And we're going to be in the screens talking to these people. I'm telling you, bro, like, look, at this point in time, I'm tired, bro, of not getting the money for what we do or what we say and what's influential.
Talk about it.
So it's time to really, like, get the money. So get directly to the money.
Let's go. Get money. Yeah.
Get the stuff. Get the plate.
Get the watch. Get the stuff.
Get the plate.
All of it.
Because
at this point, I know they was probably panicking. But me, back in the day, if I was, God forbid, right, we was doing this. Nah, I want everything. Everybody's stuff. I want the camera. I want you, the PlayStation. I want all of it. We taking all this shit. And we're going to be real calm about it. Right? And y'all gonna all walk in this room together and hold hands. Like, if we're gonna do this shit, we're gonna do this shit all the way. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? We got these guns out? Like, oh, no. Everybody got to understand what's about to happen right now.
Get the whole puncher. Get this right out.
Hey, yo, what the dude said on Juice?
I want all your clothes. Y'all gotta be butt naked in
here. He said, especially you, because you look good.
I've been looking at you all night. I'm just saying, like, they play. Get out of here.
We're chopping up offline, Black.
Yeah, you know what it is.
It's time.
Because I think we were really flowing those few shows, but I was running no fumes, son, because like, we was doing those shows. We was doing the night shows, the day shows. I was on no fumes at that point. That's how I was like, I can't do this shit. And Shakes is like, you're here, boy. I'm like, I can't
do it. Yeah, we're on sabbatical. I needed to get away too. Shit, y'all see where I was at. And get the fuck up out of here.
Shakes is letting it be known. When you schedule a show, you going to do it.
Nah, because some people going to be looking for you, like for real, because the YouTube crowd is different because they are tangible right there. Right there. It's completely different. You have to interact. You have to be there. You have to do. When you set that bitch, you got to be right there. You know what I mean? So completely different. You got to play with the rules too to make sure your super chat can get right. But, you know,
that's where it got to be. That's where it got to be. And just switch to, you know what I'm saying, something conducive.
brother, well, like you said, we'll talk about it offline, but...
Yo, it's over for this type of thing, man, because the only reason why I say that is because, although we're going to do this anyway, is that, like, what Shay's been doing, like, well, you guys talk about that too, because you're supposed to put that audio up there anyway to gain the followers of that particular channel. So the main thing is this. We need to be up there with our faces up there with multiple screens, talking to callers and doing shit at the bottom, looking like ESPN. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Yeah. So.
That's a fact.
We need to be on it.
That's a fact.
I'm with it.
Fellas, I'm gonna let y'all close it out. I'll be back in about 15 minutes. So I'm gonna be a fan for a little while, set my situation up so I can get on this road in about another 45 minutes to get to the bag. So y'all know what's up. I ain't got to worry about nothing. I got three of the greatest MCs. One in spiritual form. I ain't gotta worry about it. This has been a fantastic show. Y'all know what it is, man. So go ahead and do what y'all gotta do.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
But listen, Black Freezy, real quick. While we got the time, yeah. And we definitely about to go soon. But while we got the time, are you on to the culture, bro?
You know that.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about, bro. What
are you doing? I'm not going to watch it, bro.
Look, I got to be honest with you. I put it on. I did. I promise you. I just wasn't watching it. I was listening. I just was not watching that shit. I was doing multiple things at one time. And pause. You know, and it sounded a little crazy because it sounded like Shorty's a good shorty.
You ever see that commercial? Huh? I don't mean to cut you off. You ever see that commercial when the dude was watching Amazon and he ironed it? And he was like, and he looked down the iron, and he was like, damn, I missed it. And he talking to the TV,
he's like,
you want us to put it back? And the motherfucker immediately went back to ironing. Like, damn, I missed it.
I knew I was not going to watch the screen, but I was doing that shit like an audio book. You got to understand my grind, son. I was like, yo, let me do this shit like an audio book, though. And I go back and watch it. You know what I'm saying? And so it sounded like his mom grimy as hell. It sounded like he a good kid. He was trying to stand up. But his mom was doing shit behind the scenes, even though she had him in the game. Because he could have been out the way. But she brought him back just to be with her. So it kind of was some weird shit in that. And then his man got killed in between that. His man killed. So when he figured that out, I don't even know what his mentality going to be after. It might be fuck the world. It might turn his ability into the 50 Cent right away. So, you know, just from listening to it, it was a good joke. You know what I'm saying? I was feeling the poems. You know what I'm saying? The shit was hot, you know, so I need to go back and watch it and see the visual and see everything going on. But to be able to iron it, I was like, damn. I'm like, your mom's foul as shit, boy. What's up with her? What's she doing?
Yeah, she is foul.
And so, you know, and then when they bought the cousin, and we already knew what the cousin was because I saw the cousin because that episode of Power I got up to, at least, where I saw the cousin. You know what I mean? And I already knew she was already, you know, on that vibe. The white girl, I don't know what the white girl did to her, but it was a mad pause.
She said, who is this
she
bitch?
She wasn't really like,
that was it.
Whatever that was.
That was it. That's what
now,
she said.
Now, I'm talking about when they got isolated somewhere. It was her and the white girl, and they was isolated somewhere, and she wasn't really feeling it. That's how it sounded. It didn't sound like she was trying to do it up with her. So
she got around to her, too. He was like, oh, I'm going to get this.
Yeah, it's a situation where it was, I like it so far. You know, I'm going to go back and watch it. I'm going to go back and watch
it. Yeah,
you
definitely got to go
and
watch it.
I know that young lady, the Caucasian young lady, because I'm looking at the screen at that point, because I'm like, oh, two girls? Oh. Like, what's going on?
They about to eat this bitch alive.
Yeah, I mean,
here's
the thing, and this is why you're really going to love it. When you go watch it, because, like, the visuals and everything, like, you like it from the audio and shit factor, which is crazy to me because I can't even imagine following it like that. But
you gotta listen to audiobooks. You gotta listen to audiobooks, bro.
If you motherfucking sit there, well, not if, but when you go back and watch it, bro, like you from Queens, bro, like so it's gonna take you back and make you feel like home.
Oh, so they had the aesthetics. They had all of the time period shit with the cars and everything and the houses and the gear.
Yeah, that take me back. That shit do take me back. I ain't even grow up there, but
hey.
I know.
Well, first of all,
just like that in D.C., for real.
When them niggas popped off, it sounded like they was hesitant like a motherfucker to pop off. Like, like, yo, you going to be around the corner. You going to be over here. Like, yo, it was a little period the way, you know, before them shots went over. I was like, what are you doing? Standing there watching them? Hey, yo. But, yeah, but that transaction right there lets me know that Kanan is going to turn into Kanan off of that shit right there. That's what's going to turn him into whatever it was or is, rather. Because that right there, he was innocent. He didn't know nothing about nothing. He was just trying to help. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just, that's the innocent part of the game right there. And now, I think they're about to write it to some sinister real quick. Yeah. He already had it. Really, it's a murder.
Yeah, man, like, that shit, you know what I mean? It's, the whole setting is Jamaica, Queens. But not only is that going to make you feel like home, and 90s era, bro. It's the 90s, bro. So you really going to be like,
yeah,
oh,
I was on the trains, the buses.
Exactly.
Things,
so all of that shit, you're going to be like, man, I remember that shit. I was doing, yo, it's going to be ill for you, bro.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yes, it is, bro.
Yep.
It's a, he, like, that's the first thing that, all I right, think,
man.
In the first episode, that's what he said. This is it's the Kanan story. This is a Jamaica Queen story. Like, so I'm trying to tell you, bro, like, this is, they going back.
That
game,
boy,
I mean?
Them boys ruthless.
And listen,
like,
yo.
I used to say something like,
bro, talking about going back and being detailed, like, he is, 50 is being so detailed, like you can tell, like his mind is still kind of stuck in that era because he got so much of the shit that was going on back
on this one.
Detail, bro, just crazy, huh?
This is the video version to get Richard Dodd trying. He had to
clean
it up on that on the audio version, but he can get to slow it down.
It is, bro.
It is.
The
movie couldn't do justice to kind of rush that. Yeah.
It's even more detailed than that, though. You know what I'm saying? It's even more detailed than Get Richard Die Trying. Like, Richard Die Trying told a story of his life, you know what I mean, which grew up in Jamaica, Queens. But this, like, he got more, he got more range to tell more. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got more range to tell more. It's not so compacted in a movie. Like, so this is more like, this is like the extended version. You know what I mean? Like, so, it's crazy, bro.
That's why that series thing it was a good thing. They should have did NWA in the series, right? But they rushed that, too. But the whole thing, that series thing is like, that's a thing because you get to stretch it out. I'm still waiting for the Wu-Tang.
Yo, I was just about to say that, bro. Like, can't wait till that Wu shit come back out, yo. Like, man, I need that shit.
Jack, you ain't got to worry about me, man. I ain't going to fuck.
I know.
You ain't got to worry about
it, bro. I was on it. Like, yo, I had to. I'm like, yo, who got Hulu? Who got Hulu? I need it in my life, bro. I got to watch this shit. But, yeah, like, I'm telling you, man, this power, man, and, like, this is what's so great about it, though. This is what is so great about it right now. This is a great time for you because, yeah, I mean, you got this Power Book 3, which is in, yeah, I mean, your home part of town. But not only that, then you got the BMF story coming right on after that.
That's crazy.
This shit right up your fucking alley, bro. Like, right in your airways, bro.
I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't never seen the BMF do it because I was always a race from that shit. I wasn't on no part of town from Miami to Atlanta when it was, or Detroit or wherever they was at. But I saw it, I read about it, and I got one dude that's a part of my producing clique that was there for the South Carolina movement of it. He got the tats and all that. He got the pictures and all that. That's the only way I believe it. He always be lying and shit. But, you know, the main thing is like, yo, look, when I witnessed this thing, one thing I want to say, I saw a little clip because 50, he loves doing this shit. He loves talking at the interest and everything. And he was like, yo, he was talking on thisis50.com, right? And he was talking to a shorty. He like, yo, I don't know what the name was. He was like, yo, yeah, we got a soundtrack for the joint. We got 42 Doug on there. Yeah, he got a track on there with Jeezy. I'm trying to get it better with him on there. I'm trying to get him to get Jeezy the hell up out of here. I'm like, oh, yo, they not feeling Jeezy. What happened? Like, because I already know if he's doing that, something going on behind the scenes. Like, Jeezy, like, he watched that. He's trying to fuck with Jeezy. You know what I mean? Like, damn! What's going on? What's the damn nothing do?
Man, I can't wait, man. It's a beautiful time for you to be up on that shit, man. And then I think Snowfall coming back out too.
Yeah, I'm good on the Snowfall. I caught all the way up on that. I'm all the way Gucci on that. All the way. That one right there, I cannot lie to you, I'll watch it again. Like The Wire.
Oh, yeah.
I watched that shit again. That shit.
Right
there was up there where I would binge that again. That one right there, I was intrigued very much so. That storyline, the plot, rest in peace, John Singleton, yo, that shit. Crazy.
That's why I love these shits, though, because, like I said in yesterday's episode, this is taking back to the urban era. Like, this is urban history right
physical
here.
Physical contact.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, physical contact. None of this computer shit.
The 80s, 90s, the 2000s, like the 70s, we was doing our thing, but the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, that's when we started to rock, you know what I mean? Like, start be a whole different story, but in our urban history and culture, so yeah, I mean, we get to see.
Nah, I gotta be honest with you. You don't know the legends in none of the 60s and 70s, right? But what I can say is that those was definitely the G's that had some guidance and success there. But here's the thing, that shit was to be definitely told and not sold. They were supposed to be giving that game up, but they wasn't from lineage to lineage, and that's why we still get it today. That same thing, because it was never taught. Kids be like, yo, man, fuck them old heads. You know what I'm saying? When I heard that shit hurt my heart. I was like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
I fucked with y'all. Like, man, fuck that old motherfucker. I'm like, damn. What happened?
Straight up. But you always, you know what I mean? Like, you got to understand, like, especially, like, when you was younger, like, when the old head try to school you on some shit, and you like, man, come on, man, I ain't trying to hear all that, man. You know what I mean? Like, they had
because
that
you don't understand.
Right now.
Right. So that's only because he don't understand. So what happens is that the OGs are the older dudes, or what they call themselves OGs, and a lot of them aren't. They get frustrated because they can't communicate properly. They can't communicate properly. Period. They can't. They don't have the articulation to do that, a lot of them. I'm just trying to tell you something. Like, and then you try to get physical with the kid, and he's going to shoot you or kill you or something like that, because now he ain't trying to
exactly.
fight you. They're on a different whole other way.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't understand that principle, that's why it was interesting when I got into the thing I was into, because I started seeing them kids. I'm looking at them kids and them guns. I'm like, oh. Like, let me see what the mind is, though. And them kids' minds was different. They was different. I must say that. And one of them, you know what I'm saying, shout out to Spike, you know what I'm saying, Spike. Brother, hold your head, Spike. I got you, though. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you know. I don't know, man. All I can say is this. Please, please, all responsible Americans, I don't care your race. All responsible Americans, please arm yourself.
All right. Heard it here from Black Freezy. All right, Black Man, you got anything, closing statement? I mean, I think we got under 15 minutes.
Yeah, closing statement is this. Yeah, your grandpappy's a motherfucker. I got to say that. All right, we on Blog Talk, you know what I'm saying? He's a motherfucker. I'm saying that.
Yeah.
You know, fuck around, trade
I'm
all
back.
Yellow.
You got me.
Shit all fucked up, bro. Shit all fucked up, bro. Understand it? The offensive line, we never got no hogmodders in here.com, bro. We never got none of that there. You understand this? So,
yo,
look at me in my eyes through the phone, motherfucker, when I say this shit. Any quarterback you bring in this motherfucker is doomed. On the dotted line, motherfucker. That motherfucking line, sign there.
Yo, Shake, that was real quick, bro. I just wanted to say that was how that's eloquently put. How we was describing that to Black. Yo, Black, I'm telling you. Shake said exactly what it is that you need to hear. All I'm going to add is this. It's so detailed. He got the boosters on the corner of Stuffton Boulevard selling the merch outside of the Macy's when they stole
right.
it. Now, you got to know about that if you know
yeah.
about that.
Yeah.
He got them outside of Stuffton yeah. Boulevard, bro.
That's the thing, boy. Yeah, man. Well, I wish he was cool with framing them. The Bay Story was cool, too. I wish he was
but guess what? That's who I think he's emphasizing with that, with the kid who reached his body
back.
You see the body rock.
We need a body rock.
Yo, Chase, don't do that. You know how I feel about this dude.
We need a body oh. rock.
Streets need a body rock.
Streets need a body rock.
Yeah, that's who I think he emphasizes.
Nah, so hold on. So Joey Badass is fat cat?
Wait till you see it. You got to put it together for yourself. I'm telling you, he's emphasizing without.
All right, now I'm intrigued. Remember,
yo,
when that
I'm
boy,
telling
when
you.
That boy spit on when he boy...
right. right. Now what did we know that Joey Badass preem? You got me some energy. What do we know Preem for? The ultimate takeover. The hustler.
Yeah,
robbing other hustlers.
I think, but Joey supplying his moms. Remember, Preem was the one that brought his moms in, and that's how he got close with Preem.
Listen, he's doing what fits the narrative of his storyline. But when you look at the storyline, you can put those facts together for yourself. Like knowing Queens, knowing New York, you'll put it together for yourself. But you can see what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's taking certain storylines and twisting them around.
Yeah, now I kind of see what that is. And the only reason why
yeah.
I know that's Joey Badass because I know it's pretty. That's my son.
Exactly.
Right? Pro era, yo, those,
right.
those
that's
are my
why I said.
Right there. Those are my De La Soul.
But Shakes, that's my closing statement.
Yeah.
Street need the body rock.
Street need the body rock. Yeah, I love the character, bro. I love it, bro. I love the character.
He a funny dude, bro. He is a funny dude.
Yeah.
You
rock.
But
the nice shop. If you come to the shop, let me tighten that up.
Little brother, though. Like, her little brother is the funniest motherfucker in the world, bro. Or is that the oldest one? I'm not sure. Yeah, I think it's the oldest one. He always eating shit. Yeah. But, man, yeah, he's a funny dude, man.
Y'all still invited.
That man said, yo, yeah, your dog got radiated and everything like that. Like, how do you?
I know what he meant by that. Your dog got radiated.
They put the dog in the microwave, bro.
Dog in the microwave.
Oh, that's what that was?
Yeah,
man, she
bro.
She was giving it up to a dude, and she smelled the dog burning.
It's a lot of things. My dog, he's like, oh, yeah, no, it's a little sad. I mean, the dog got radiated and all that, but he's like, my sister loves dogs. Love, she likes you. Yo, he is funny, bro. Like, I was dying, yo. Like, how you just going to tell a girl, you know what I mean, a dog got radiated, yo.
Well, Shakes, what you've been saying to me, right, I haven't been a part of, my brother, and I know we're about to be cutting up in a minute. See, I don't know, because blog talk is different for what he's used to, but,
yeah.
You know, I got to be in the culture now because I need these phrases and sayings and shit for these shirts, you know what I'm saying, and these ideas. That's where a lot of this shit is coming from, you know what I'm saying, like, just looking at the culture, looking around, talking to people. Phrases, I'm like, oh, write that down.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a lot of them shit is bars. They bars. I'm like, oh, these bars.
Yep. I tell you, man.
So I didn't have to be a part of it. I felt like I really didn't care.
Bro.
I really didn't care because you know. Even rolling up in a car.
Maybe even if you're not a part of it, you got to at least be on top of it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to at least, motherfucker, what the fuck is going on out here?
It's small talk. Like, you didn't see the book? Like, what book? Two, nigga? Three, nigga? Like, no, nigga? Is my language. I know.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. So, yeah, man, shout outs to y'all. LRP, you still here? You got closing? LRP, Ron Swim.
I want to ask y'all a quick question, man, because I want to have some lyrics in my shit. And what y'all think? Because I'm about to drop a tape. Y'all think I just need to just drop the beat tape, or I need to try to put some lyrics on top of the tape?
I think it'd be more received if you have the lyrics.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to start
listening
to
MC. Doing the beat tape for, like, you know what I mean, trying to let, you know what I mean, people in the industry here, what you got, then okay, but.
No, I don't know. Think about them people in the industry. Look, this shit is just to create content. The main thing is just to create content.
Exactly. In that case, you know what I'm saying? You have to draw the attention. You know what I mean? Because you got to remember, in these days, people's attention spans are not so high anymore. You know what I mean?
That, So you would say you would rather listen to a song than just a regular beat that's playing in the background?
Yeah, like if normally, like, you put on the beat, you probably listen to, like, the first 20 minutes, I mean, 20 seconds of it, like, okay, yeah, it's hot, and then you cutting it off, you know what I'm saying? So, like...
Well, it just depends. Some people be throwing clean in the crib. I'm sorry. It's kind of crazy. I love YouTube because people be paying to watch people. It's kind of weird. And when I look at the top producers on YouTube, it's the guys breaking songs, and it's actual just dudes making beats and rhythms and just melodies. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, what the fuck?
First you had to
some
draw
people
the,
are putting these rhythms.
No, that's what I'm saying, though. First you had to draw the attention, though. They got that attention from somewhere besides that. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I'm here, by the way. I'm sorry, fellas. I had to take care of something real quick. But I heard the whole conversation, but I just couldn't talk the audio one right. But I would say a lot of, like, my son, he listens to, is it hi-fi hip-hop or some shit like that, or lo-fi hip-hop. And it's just, like,
lo-fi.
A visual.
Yeah, lo-fi.
With nothing but beats. And it's, you know what I'm saying? And shit, that should be
millions of views. Since it was like 50 years old.
Yeah, so all you need is a dope-ass visual to put to your music, and, you know, political music, man.
Yeah, nah, I got that. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's how I'm building up my channel. I'm building it up that way. But I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, all right, because I'm about to drop a tape. If I drop this tape, I got enough to do a 2-point whatever. Like, if I put some vocals on these beats, well, that should be hella low. That should, like, you know what I mean? Whatever. Because it's kind of like...
That was good. Well, I'm putting some dope-ass lyrics to it, though. I'm a lyrical dude, so...
Yeah.
That's, I'm always going to vote for lyrics. But I was just saying, you can do it. It's, you know, because you already got the space. So...
But the same way I come up with these shirts, I come up with them little backgrounds and just looping and all of doing the same music looping. And I didn't even know that was a thing. And that's a thing on YouTube. I was like, damn, that's a thing? Yeah,
that's a thing. Beats,
your beats
are fucking ridiculous. Fresh Press Dope Rhyme. You know what I'm saying? I sniff a line of that. Don't even rewind.
Well, hold on. Before we go on, have you heard this ripple or rough between that little podcast between Royce,
yes,
Lupe, and Mickey Fax?
Yes.
You heard them songs?
Yes. Yes and yes. Each and every one of them. I am
man.
A huge Royce fan.
I can't. You tell me what you said.
Shouts out to Mickey Fax.
Wow.
With Brian.
Wow.
Very dope. Very, very dope. Nobody ever said Mickey Fax can't spit. I do like Royce's vote. That was wild, yes. I love Royce's response and approach because he came like, yo.
That was 10 minutes of killing.
I can go there.
I don't care what they say about the soliloquies and popping the culture. That was 7 minutes of killing. 7 minutes of just killing. So,
have you heard Royce?
My brain. The Lupe shit was dope. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was 7 minutes of killing. 7 minutes
rap.
Of just killing.
Rap was dope, too, though.
So the Lupe shit was dope because it was a freestyle. But that was dope. But that was more personal. This man killed you as an MC to me. He killed you directly. He done put your mans in him in there. And that's why I think he kind of fucked up. He should have left Mickey alone. He should have just killed this dude. Because Mickey, I ain't gonna fuck. Mickey turned up, boy. I ain't gonna fuck. I was like, yo, is he gonna respond to that? And then I saw him talking about it, he saying not gonna respond. So I was like, oh my lord, this man is turning. He was like three different people on that track. I was like, yeah, this boy.
Yeah, he rhymed.
And he killed both himself.
When he rhymed, just like RJ Payne, that was nasty. That was nasty. I'm a fan. And that's what makes this one, like, really ridiculous, and I'm glad Royce kind of, you know, hopefully he brought it back full circle because he was like, yo, the energy is different. Nah. And hopefully they talk
when
this
I saw,
shit out.
Yeah, his energy changed when I saw him talking about it because they had a reaction to the joint. I was like, he was like, nah, because he's like, I need to be rapping about everybody or not. Bring everybody else out. He kind of right a little bit, but he kind of called the kid out. So although they tag teaming on him, he kind of called it like he was going to like do the wizardry, like on some, you know, Gandalf, and you know Gandalf of sorts, like he would say, right? Wave his hand and get them away. But nah, you need more people on this one. Like, I was like, damn, I forgot about Mickey Sacks. I forgot he was that raw. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I'd be confusing him with Kathy Veggie for some reason. I don't know. But
I do remember. And Mickey been dope.
Like,
you know, Elsa have been dope.
He been dope,
you know?
I was like, damn, I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. This boy right here.
Yeah, I'll just keep going, man, because I would love to see
too.
The art. I love to see the craft get a workout like it's doing. You know what I'm saying? Because these are I mean,
it'd be
yo,
nice
these
see,
some of the illest.
It'd be nice to see, like, Crooks. It'd be nice to see Crooks and step in there a little bit, lend his hand in. Like, hold up, my brother.
Yeah. Crooks is ridiculous.
Man,
I don't think they're ready.
Man.
I don't think they're ready.
Podcast.
If we talk about real rap,
Crook,
and these dudes
was
rapping, and I don't know
level,
murder, death,
I think Crook was just cat size of shit. Yeah, he was just cat size of shit. Ain't nothing you can do with that. At all.
Yeah,
period.
But.
Period.
Yeah, I love
was
the
nice
trumpet.
Too, but he kind of like, you know, metaphoric. But yo, when you talk about bars.
And I don't think they're seeing Joe when Joe really want to get cracking.
That's what
but
I'm saying,
like
but he ain't running the
mix. Like he ain't trying to get at the head. He just trying to out-rap you skill-wise. And that was what Royce was talking about.
Yo,
like, that's
you know,
different.
We need him
he's
to
talking
come
about
and take
coming
at
after
point. If you want to call in Voltron and them, you want Thundercat, oh, are you going to do that? They got to come and take your heads and the names and kicking ass and taking names later. You know what I'm saying? They got to do something like that. Cause at this point in time, I ain't going to front. That was a good two-piece, you know what I'm saying? Because I heard the little Steve Jobs type thing homeboy pulled off. I was like, all right, cool. And then it was some aftermath after that. He did, like, three freestyles back-to-back. I was like, okay. He was really going to be feeling about this. They don't really know each other, I come to find out. I thought they knew each other. They don't really know each other. So they just was talking on the internet. So, yeah, I kind of like this, man. I really do because... This ain't nobody dying. This is lyrical, miracle, spiritual. Yo, they're killing. And then, yo, that 7-minute Royce joint, I ain't gonna front, son. I gotta be honest. I was like, oh, how do you come back from this? Like, how do you come back from
that? That shit is.
Damn it. Those are blows everywhere. And I heard him because he was like, yeah, all you do is put the culture in there, you try to get witty, make everybody. Yo, but it works, and it works crazy.
Hell yeah, and he's
so
right. It's not an angle. He's right. He's sitting up there. He's trying, and that
yeah,
was, you know what I mean? That was another thing that people got to look at with Mickey Facts. They're just going, they're just listening. They're just listening. They're not hearing. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, the verse and the voice had when he was talking about old boy from Alabama. You know what I'm saying? You look up anything that the man put in his bars. Facts is facts. You know what I'm saying? The girls that used to want to be, you know, with the big and the big boobs and everything, they put those
like
people
that.
As a clown.
But I know what he's doing.
With
boy. He ain't
seen Royce.
He's saying
it's
not personal, but it's personal. He took it personal with lyrical. And that's all he did was slay his. He didn't get personal with him, per se. He put a little bit of it in there. But he didn't get crazy. He just slayed his ass everywhere. Oh, my God. He went off topic to a point where he's just like, I'm just so dope, I got to sit these, come back on your ass, I got to smack you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, that's 7 minutes. I'm like, yo, I just listened to this shit twice, and that's 14 minutes. I'm like, wow. I was like, yo, this shit dope. That's how I see it right now. I'm like, yo, this shit dope at this point. What's the more time on that shit? This shit dope. Okay, that was a good issue. Actually, I'm going to listen to it again. I'm going to listen to that shit again because I know I missed so much in between there. So. Damn.
Yeah, I think a little battle that they got going
I gotta
on.
I
got to
be honest. That Mickey Fax, when he changed that, well, no, he was already dope, but when he changed that shit up into them voices, I was like, oh, man. And the flow, I was like, ah, this kid. I was like, oh, this is ridiculous. I was like, shit. That boy right there, I was like, wow. I didn't know. Not bad.
We can wrap it on
up. I didn't know.
Six. Is that you?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
No, I was just copying off what he said. He said, I didn't know. My bad.
Oh, yeah. No, that's dope. I ain't got nothing for the people, man. Y'all enjoy y'all weekend.
Alrighty. LRP in Houston. Okay, he said, everybody, yep, that was everybody. Alright, so shout outs to Rock, J Rock, only one that didn't come through today on this E Style Fridays. But appreciate the fellas.
Somebody gotta give him the homework, he absent from class. He calls him out straight like a professor.
Wow.
Man, as though everybody couldn't make
mm-hmm.
it.
No shape, in our dad ass boy. You need to be on more shows, Rock. Streets need a body.
Streets need a body, Rock.
Need to be on more shows, Rock.
Streets need a body, Rock.
Perfect.
It really is. I can't wait to hear from them next time. That is definitely what we're going to say to them. Streets need a body rock. J Rock. J not rocking Tuesdays.
I'm too busy. I can't do it like you do. I ain't got time for you.
I ain't got time for Tuesdays, nigga.
Motherfucker, you won't give it a giggle, bro. I can't get to
get the blue war. Got the blue war. Yeah.
Stay away from the fucking.
It'd be so funny because he'd be like, yo, you not rocking this week? Like, dude, you know he's not rocking, bro.
Different answer.
It's never different, yo. It's the same every time, bro. That motherfucker answer be, nope.
Got
I'll be dead.
You move?
Oh, man. All right. But, yeah, man, shout-outs to the crew, man. Shout-outs to everybody that came through all week long. We're going to try to have a more full week, especially with all the camps that's going on and preseason is coming up. So, y'all stay tuned. We'll be back Montana Mondays. Y'all know I'm going to be here at 6 o'clock. And something else. Oh yeah, fantasy football. The first one starts next Sunday, so make sure y'all in. Black Freezy, make sure you don't forget about the draft. There ain't no shit here, and I don't want to hear no excuses. Oh man, I wasn't in the draft and all that bullshit. Y'all done sat there and bitched and cried about no keepers. Y'all better be there.
I ain't crying about it. I ain't taking no
motherfucking punches, motherfucker, okay? Ain't no excuses, just like it's for Daniel Jones, because when I win this motherfucker, I want all the credit. I want y'all to be like, he is the fantasy god. All right? God damn it, y'all always stacking the chips against me. And you know what I do? I knock them bitches down.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go.
But make sure y'all in the fantasy leagues, man. Like I said, man, the first one starts next Sunday, so make sure y'all in there. And make sure y'all catch the powers, power tomorrow night, midnight. And the season finale of The Shy. So whoever's in following The Shy, it's the season finale. It's going to be crazy. I definitely can't wait for both of those shows, man. I'm going to be glued to my TV once it hit midnight tomorrow night. I'm going to have my snacks, my liquor, everything ready. I'm going to be good. But y'all make sure y'all join and stay tuned in that. Stay tuned with The Shakedown, Montana Mondays. Coming back at you, Jay Not Rocking Tuesdays. But we'll probably be back with The Debate Wednesdays. After that, with Black Freezy. No shade there. No shade there. So, with that all being said, like we always say around this time, we don't expect y'all to agree with us, but we damn sure expect y'all to understand. Understand? So don't get shook up, because we keep shit live. It's The Shakedown, repping New York Giants on that drive for five, and we out of there. Take us away, eat a chosen one from the Bronx, and make sure y'all wear the rubbers, wear your mask, and wash your hands, wash your ass. Good night.
Not in that order. Just do it.
Take us away.
Yo. Yo, y'all just been shook by The Shakedown, and we out of here. Shakedown need you on more shows, Rock.
Streets need a body, Rock.
Streets need a body, Rock. We need you on more shows, Rock. We're going to talk about that none disrespect taken, but you just named a whole non-show after that man, and I need to hear what he has to say about that. Jay, Not Rocking Tuesdays? Come on, bro. That's a whole non-show you named after the brother. We're going to talk about that. Need you on more shows, Rock.
Everybody, Rock.
Y'all have a safe night. Everybody enjoy their weekend. This has been East Out Friday, brought to you by The Shakedown Crew. And we the fuck up out of here. Peace.
What? Good night. Be safe out there.